Good evening. I am very honored to address you as the WHO Region Director for Europe and Central Asia and commend you for dedicating the high-level event to the three interlinked topics: energy transition, circular economy, and green financing. Assessing the energy transition and climate change, circular economy, and green financing in the context of the Convention and its protocol is very timely, especially also in the context of health due to global and regional energy, natural resource, environmental and climate challenges. Just a few days ago, at the COP28 in Dubai, WHO held the first ever Health Day and Climate Health Ministerial, where leaders have voiced their commitments on climate action for health. The Convention and its protocol offer international legal frameworks and well-established practical procedures for preventing, controlling, and mitigating significant adverse cross-border environmental impacts of projects, and for ensuring that not only environmental, but also health considerations are thoroughly taken into account in plans and programs, and potentially in policies and legislation. The needed shift to a green economy and green financing, built upon principles of sustainability and resource efficiency, presents a unique opportunity to elevate the environment as well as health and well-being of our citizens. As we promote green initiatives, we can not only improve the environment, but also public health. For example, in the WHO European region, around 570,000 deaths in 2019 were attributed to ambient air pollution, and over 150,000 deaths to household air pollution. Clean energy sources reduce air pollution, benefiting our communities, especially in urban areas. It is also critical in fighting climate change. Climate change is an imminent global challenge with severe health implications. The climate crisis is a health crisis, so we must include health considerations in our climate change strategies. Rising temperatures escalate the risk of heat-related illnesses and the spread of vector-borne diseases. Poor air quality exacerbates respiratory conditions. Therefore, assessing health impacts should be integral to our environmental strategies. They must evaluate how climate change affects our communities and identify mitigation and adaptation measures to reduce health risks. Finally, a circular economy with its focus on minimizing waste and maximizing resource efficiency demands meticulous attention to health considerations. By promoting sustainable consumption and reducing exposure to harmful chemicals in products, we can create a healthier, environmental friendlier, and more sustainable circular economy. Supporting this effort of unfolding the health impact of environmental changes, I wish to note the importance and usefulness of the guidance provided in the information document on Assessing Health Impacts in Strategic Environmental Assessment for Current and Future Protocol Parties. Finally, I wish to thank you that in your declaration, you consider reconfirming the importance of the Budapest Declaration on Environment and Health and its commitments. The Budapest Declaration, adopted in July 2023 at the 7th Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health, and endorsed in October 2023 by the WHO European Region Committee outlines concrete actions to improve environments through tackling climate change, environmental pollution, and biodiversity loss, decrease disease burdens, and enhance resilience to future pandemics. WHO is there ready to support the Secretariat of the ESPO Convention and its SEA Protocol in implementation and capacity building activities. Let us unite efforts for a healthier, more sustainable, and resilient future for Europe and Central Asia. Thank you.